for me. Give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or you can be!
I'm when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well, now you've got it.
Rick, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio.
Revolution in the morning
at Revolution Radio freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare. And the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeehaw!
Remember when I told you about the mainstream media? Your so-called celebrities and pedophilia. Remember that child trafficking and that arena chrome. Remember when I told you about the Georgia Guidestone?
Hey, brother.
Remember when I told you about the false flag operation? Remember when I told you about 5G radiation? Remember that I told you that... Well, I just want to say that I told you so.
Amen. Come on down. It's time for Crazy Ass Fridays. Streaming live from Franklin County, Virginia. This is the Revolution in the Morning Show with your host, Mitchell Bupp. So come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Catch us on iTunes, talkstreamlive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, Roku TV, and many other streaming services. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we are listener-supported, commercial-free. So if you can, please donate and become a member of our Patreon team or support some other way. We appreciate everything everybody does. The Revolution Radio Archives, they are free. You can go on over there and check out the archives. What is archived? Well, usually a year back and 4 a.m. the next morning. If you're looking for something that might play today, well, 4 a.m. the next morning, and it's in the archives. So remember that. So you just come back the next day and get your archive, listen to another show and download that one and get news and information that the mainstream bullshit machine doesn't want to tell you. Let's see. Wow, what the hell is here? My left palm's itching. Must be something good coming along here. There we go. Venezuela. Oh, Germany. That's right. Germany is the USA. Remember when we went through our toilet paper shortage? Yeah. Oh, hell, I haven't even got into, let's see, call to listen. I forgot that, didn't I? 518-906-1839 to reach Studio A. 1-859 to reach Studio B. That's right. 518. This fall. Yeah. So, Dr. Fauci has been put on notice that he will be subpoenaed to testify in front of Congress and that he will be criminally charged if he decides not to testify in front of Congress or refuses, so will the GOP actually do that? I don't know. There are a lot of bluff and just blow bullshit. Okay, that's our political system today. It's just buffalo bullshit. Seems to be all around. Okay. So, where should I start here? I don't even know. We'll just start with the Hunter Biden laptop and the revelations that the FBI asked Facebook to censor political misinformation that might be coming out. Is this really because the Democrats at the FBI were canning the investigation into Hunter Biden's laptop? One of the new whistleblowers that came out on this topic has said that the FBI leadership has said, put out a memo that they would not interfere with another election. It is not the FBI's purview to or not to. If it is a legal matter and it is a criminal matter, they are deemed to investigate it. The statute of, this is what I complained about before with the Trump-Russia collusion stuff. The statute of limitations doesn't pause for elections. Period. End of story. investigations don't stop because of elections. As we can plainly see with Donald Trump. But we have to remember we're talking about Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, basically all of the above Democrat leadership. And the intelligence services that they weaponized they squashed the algorithm from Facebook. The FBI asked them to do it. Here's the Joe Rogan with Mark Zuckerberg. Here it is.
How do you guys handle things when they're a big news item that's controversial? Like, there was a lot of attention on Twitter during the election because of the Hunter Biden laptop story, the New York Post.
Yeah, we had that too.
Yeah, so you guys censored that as well?
So we took a different path than Twitter. I mean, basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump that's similar to that. So just be vigilant. So our protocol is different from Twitter's. What Twitter did is they said you can't share this at all. We didn't do that. What we do is we have if something is reported to us as potentially misinformation, important misinformation, we also have this third party fact checking program because we don't want to be deciding what's true and false. And for the, I think it was 5 or 7 days when it was basically being being determined whether it was false, the distribution on Facebook was decreased, but people were still allowed to share it. So you could still share it. You could still consume it.
So when you say the distribution is decreased,
it got shared.
How does that work?
It basically, the ranking in newsfeed was a little bit less. So fewer people saw it than would have otherwise. So it definitely...
By what percentage?
I don't know off the top of my head, but it's meaningful. But I mean, but basically, a lot of people were still able to share it. We got a lot of complaints that that was the case. You know, obviously this is a hyper political issue. So depending on what side of the political spectrum, you either think we didn't censor it enough or censored it way too much. But
right. But
we weren't sort of as black and white about it as Twitter. We just kind of thought, look, if the FBI, which, you know, I still view as a legitimate institution in this country, it's like very professional law enforcement, they come to us and tell us that we need to be on guard about something, then I want to take that seriously.
Did they specifically say you need to be on guard about that story?
I don't remember if it was that specifically, but it basically fit the pattern.
Well, so it fit the pattern. Here's the problem. The 2016 so-called Russia interference in the election was all a Hillary hoax. In fact, it was Hillary hiring and the Democrat Party and their operatives hiring Russians. Anyway, that said, did you notice what this dickweed said in the middle of this? You notice they never said anything about determining if it was true. He only said something about them determining if it was false. Okay? Isn't that a load of honky horse shit? Listen, the problem is that Zuckerberg, the FBI, and all these people have is that this laptop and the information in it was verified publicly multiple times. Meanwhile, you have 50 psyop sons of bitches from the not-so-intelligent community trying to tell you completely opposite. Why is that? Is that because when William Casey told the reporter, well, we'll know our operations are complete when everything the public believes is false? Today we live that. Today it's idiocracy that we're being led into. And it's a self-fulfilling crash of America. You want a good example? Here's a good example for you. Chicago. That's right. Chicago schools are endorsing, rioting and looting as a right of reparations for, let's just say, I guess anybody who's disgruntled, you know. I mean, the Chicago school system put out some kind of a memo, some kind of a thesis on a page that pretty much gave the green light to blacks in particular in Chicago that looting was just part of the rebalance of the status quo. I don't know what you want to call it. It's hard for me to wrap my brain around people telling school districts, telling their students that rioting and looting are just ways to get reparations from the man. Now, whoever that may be, you know, it may be they ransacked a black or Asian store. Nobody cares, right? In the middle of doing it, they don't care. They just snot-nosed, you know, woke punks, you know, thinking that, you know, they can just walk in and steal shit or strong-arm robbery or some shit. That may work once in a while, but sooner or later, you're going to get your ass shot. Yeah. The idiocracy of this world that we're living in. Well, you know, that Ashley Biden diary that we all heard about, that we were told was another level of Russian disinformation, that two people have pled guilty to stealing the diary and selling it for $40,000 to Project Veritas and James O'Keefe. Well, here's the problem. The items were, how should we say it? They were abandoned in July of 2020. And it wasn't until October, November that people were even trying to hawk them for some money. Sorry, more than 30 days. Generally, in most situations, you have no right to your shit anymore. It's somebody else's junk. They can choose to throw it out or, post your shit online. Yeah. Anyway, Spain passes a only yes means yes sexual consent law. You know, that's just pretty damn pitiful, right? I mean, that's just pitiful. When you have to pass a law that yes means yes and no means no. But evidently,
There was the so-called wolf pack gang rape in 2016 that spurred this law. And 5 men raped an 18-year-old woman during the bull running festival in Pamplona, and Spain. Anyway, in court, it was argued the video footage from the men's phones showed the woman immobile with her eyes shut during the attack. And that was, quote unquote, proof of consent. Listen, if you're passed out and you're not conscious, how in the hell are you going to consent to any damn thing? Oh, but, you know, liberals today, you know, a 3-year-old can consent to have a sex change operation. I mean, really, I mean, it's just start them on their transgender journey that they're 3 years old. But yeah. Jesus, what the hell is the matter with people on both sides of these fences? I mean, really. Good God, I'm glad you're on the other side of them damn fences, because I don't want you around me. I mean, Jesus, people like that end up getting beat to death in their own community. Sorry. You know, that's what happens. Yeah. Meanwhile, in another search for justice, a search for equality, a search for equal rights and equal wages, Michigan, a Chipotle Mexican grill in Lansing, Michigan, has become the first Chipotle to unionize on Thursday, establishing the first union at the fast food restaurant nationwide at the chain. Anyway, I don't think it's nationwide. It's just at this store. The restaurant vote took place in the parking lot, 11-3, with 2 contested ballots. Yes, as Chipotle workers say, man, enough of this. You know, look, it's good enough for Amazon and Starbucks and Trader Joe's, and even Apple are now starting to have pressure for unionized workers. And the other thing is, the young people are thinking more along the line of socialism. Anyway, makes the one girl who voted for the union says this is a gigantic first step towards doing that and improving the lives of future generations. She works at Chipotle, been there for 2 years. It makes $13.33 an hour. Anyway, so yeah. Remember, you know, Lowe's is going to give people, well, a couple $100 bonus, $55 million, or is it $80 million between 300,000 hourly workers? And does that just hourly workers, or does that include their frontline management too? You have to ask these questions, because these companies are, well, full of everything. I saw this clip and I said, wow, wow, just holy shit, wow. Now here's a guy thrown in jail. Why? This is an older clip, but this still stands still. Or stands today.
Millions of dollars are spent on cancer research every year.
But imagine if the cure was as simple as a visit to your supermarket.
That's what one New York man is claiming, that the cure for cancer is in a seed.
But it's gotten him into a lot of trouble with the law. Mary Garofalo is here now with that incredible story. Mary.
Len, Rosanna, to some, Jason Vale is a saint. To others, he's a snake oil salesman. But one thing is for certain, he is stirring up a lot of controversy because he claims to have found a cure for cancer. But it's landed him behind bars.
Take a close look at this guy. He's in a maximum security prison in Westchester with some of the most dangerous criminals in the state. His bail's been set at almost $1 million. But he's not a murderer. He's not a rapist or a drug dealer. Believe it or not, the reason this guy's behind bars is because of these apricot seeds.
Yup, apricot seeds. And it's what he says these seeds can do that has landed him in jail.
All I want to do is help. I want to heal. I want to bring out the truth.
His name is Jason Vale, and years ago, he was a champion arm wrestler. But for the past decade, he's been fighting a much bigger battle.
Turned out there was a big tumor the size of a grapefruit.
You see, at 18 years of age, Jason was diagnosed with terminal cancer. After surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation, his cancer went into remission. But sadly, that wouldn't last, because a year later, the cancer came back. And this time, it spread to his kidney.
It was worse that time because I couldn't lay down. I was losing my balance because it had eaten into my spine.
Jason, exhausted with conventional medicine, decided to try a new and different approach.
I consider this medicine the right medicine.
And that medicine is the reason Jason may be facing up to 20 years behind bars.
I bought cases of peaches, and I would just pound the peaches open with a hammer.
Jason heard that eating the pits of apricots and peaches could be a cure for cancer. So like a lot of people fighting to save their lives, he was willing to try just about anything.
And unbelievably, after months of eating the seeds, the tumor doctors said would kill him started to disappear.
It was 2.5, shrunk down to 1.1.
Not only were his doctors surprised, but even Jason was stunned. And he was convinced the seeds were his lifesaver. He became a big-time
Yeah, so he started selling his seeds, selling apricot seeds. And, you know, big medicine, you know, they can't take that competition. We'll be right back.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio! Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio!
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeehaw!
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground. And I won't back down.
That's right. Don't back down. Don't back down. Stand your ground. Today, those of us who were called anti-vaxxers, those of us who were banned from society, those of us who were shunned and looked at as if we were crazy when we tried to explain to people about the vaccine or about masking or about this germophobic virus fear that was instilled into people with a disease that had a 99% survival rate for most. I've got to go to the VA next week, and I'm just going to laugh. I'm going to point to them. I'm going to tell them how wrong they were. And they ask why I don't come up there too often. Well, I saved my life. I let my body try to heal itself before I try to hijack it, the system itself. Well, anyway, so come on down and join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Yeah, here it is, straight from Glenbeckistan. That's right, straight from Glenbeckistan. Here is a quick synopsis of the Trump Mar-a-Lago, how should we say it, cover-up. In the attempt of the deep state and the FBI to get documents that Donald Trump has that is embarrassing and shows the criminal intent of not only the FBI, the Department of Justice, and the Obama administration. Here's Glenn from his hometown.
One day before the president left the White House, he issued this memo. Trump was declassifying certain materials related to the FBI Crossfire Hurricane investigation. What could that be? Now, I want you to keep this in mind, because President Trump has claimed that everything the FBI sees has been declassified. Is it maybe this? Well, as you see the timeline, I think you're going to say, yeah. January 20th, he leaves the White House. Okay, he declassifies all the Russiagate stuff. President Trump's chief of staff said most of the Russiagate documents had been sent to the DOJ for redactions. But as per Newsweek reporting, 27 boxes of material had been sent accidentally to Mar-a-Lago. Remember, this was not the political people. This was the GAO, the Government Accounting Office. They're the ones that packed everything up. So there weren't any political people. Well, this kicked off conversations between Trump's team and the National Archives to find out what needed to be shipped back. So let's jump ahead to this year. In January, Trump team transferred 15 of the 27 boxes. They went to the National Archives. Now, some of those reportedly were marked classified. We still don't know, you know, if they were nuclear secrets or not. But part of the documents we know were declassified back in January 2020. Remember this. It also shows that Trump's team was working with the government. So why would you take an ex-president and march people out for a raid? Well, getting ahead of myself. On March 24th, in the middle of all of this, Trump stayed on track. Yeah. This is what he was really concerned about. He filed a RICO lawsuit going after Hillary Clinton and everyone else involved in Russiagate. You know, getting justice for the collusion fiasco that had been constant. Now, I find it interesting that this occurred at this time. Why? Well, it was just a couple of weeks later, on April 7th, that it was leaked to the Washington Post by unnamed DOJ sources, because, of course, the DOJ was investigating improper removal of presidential records at Mar-a-Lago. Now, that's crazy timing, isn't it? I mean, boom, boom.
And boom. Yeah, it's not crazy timing. It's, you know, we have to understand that the President Biden waived Trump's privileges and rights without even consulting him or what's the best way to say it? Trump, I think the way it really is supposed to work is that Biden can't waive them. But in his case, well, they did. And it is sheer crazy, you know, that what we see and what we know is going on today. Today, we still see the media trying to work over and protect the FBI, point to Trump and say Russia collusion, and then completely forget about the Hillary Clinton campaign and the manufactured investigation that was followed. This is just, crazy. This is David Agantis.
Lawrence Mar-a-Lago. Patel was publicly making the case that Trump had essentially unilateral right to declassify materials as president and was continuing to argue that there were materials from the early days of the Russia investigation that would show that the government, the FBI, was working with the media, with the Hillary Clinton campaign to manufacture an investigation that's long-running. Lawrence.
And, well, it's been more than proven that that has been the case. And, you know, in all honesty, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the Washington Post and the New York Times are actually threats to the national security of America. Yeah. It's a hell of a thing, isn't it? What else we got going on here? A diplomat accused of rape in New York City is back in South Sudan, where he's safe with, of course, diplomatic immunity because he was, I believe, working at the United Nations Charles Dickens Ememi Olai is back in South Sudan. His government confirmed it on Thursday. The 46-year-old was arrested in New York on Sunday on suspicion of rape. A female neighbor told cops he followed her into her apartment and raped her twice. Oli invoked diplomatic immunity to get out of jail and then fled the country. On Thursday, South Sudan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said he'd been immediately recalled. It claimed it would cooperate with the U.S., but wouldn't say whether Oli would be extradited. Neighbors say he was often outside drinking, and no one believed he could hold such an official job. Just another failure of the system. A movie coming out, the My Son Hunter. Here's the trailer. Holy hell. MySonHunter.com. I pre-ordered the Hunter Biden movie. Must be an unauthorized biography there, huh? Probably seems to be. Yeah, what do we got here? Come on.
You know who I am.
They told me you were VIP. Well connected to the government.
What kind of a moron forgets to pick up his laptop at a repair shop? You're a Biden. Act like one. Everything he built, life, I just ruined it all.
I want to know everything that's on that laptop that can ruin my erection.
My friends, it's time to party!
Didn't you know? I'm taking control. I'm making appearance and I gotta go. Cause I get them dancing, put their hands up. Yeah, I walk in and they go bananas. I'm a bad, yeah.
I'm an artist.
Tell me how I can help you.
I don't deserve help. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I've been through worse.
You're the smartest man I know.
Thanks, Dad.
I just wish I could smack some sense into you. I'll never forget Corey Bob. He was a bad dude. No joke.
Dad, we were talking about suffering.
I can't seem to find anything but positive stuff on the Biden.
Who's the point man for the foreign policy in the Obama regime?
Joe Biden.
So it looks like you need $1 billion.
So the obvious next question is,
where's Hunter? I can remember getting paid some money, but I can't remember what for.
Well, my dad says we never discuss my business this period.
Or my cunt.
What's happening in there? Joe's in on it.
Party's over!
You had everything, Hunter, and you threw it all away. You hope the laptop will take down everybody with you.
Get out!
That's like it's, it pays. That's right, corruption pays. Just ask Hillary Clinton. I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. What other news and information we got here? Oh, man. a person in the UK was at a pro-immigrant protest and was asking people if, you know, that they're there protesting for the rights of the migrants and the refugees, asked them one question. Will you adopt one and take him into your house?
I just noticed your placard saying refugees welcome here. Yes. I'm just wondering if you'd like to go down on a list saying you're willing to take the refugees into your home.
Of course so. Only problem is like rent.
You rent?
Yeah.
Renter.
An issue?
Yeah, because they've got, well, they put 9 bedrooms in a 4 bedroom house, so we're pretty much
jam-filled. So, to actually adopt a refugee and take him into your home?
Well, if I had any space, I would.
If you had any space.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a nice place to bring them, because it's a bit overcrowded. Right. But yes, if I had the space, definitely.
Thank you very much for that, love. Pop one into your home.
I live in a rental place, so I can't.
Rental?
Yeah.
You can't do it.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like the mayor of New York. Damn! Man, can we send these, can we ship them from New York to D.C.? You know, so we give them the mayor Bowser. I mean, she's still a hardcore immigrant, you know, illegal immigrant, you know. 5 million illegal immigrants, basically, in the United States in the first year and a half of the Biden administration. 5 million. Remember, it wasn't long ago. It was just a few years ago that Democrats would say, oh, God, what are you complaining about? There's only 11 million illegal immigrants here in the United States, and it's all, that's all. And, you know, we got 1.12 million that have final deportation orders that, well, we'll get around to somewhere along the way, but by that time they'll have kids, grandkids, you know, and they're going to try to deport them then. Oh, hell, I don't know. That's why I'm in favor of a revolving door policy at the U.S. border. Said people will be transported back to the nation. Whence they came from. Their origin, country of origin. That's what we should be doing. But in the UK, they have, what, 20,000, 30,000 a year right now. Hell, they had 1,200 in one day, the just a few days ago. I mean, you can see the cliffs of Dover. That would mean that you can see the beaches of Normandy. That you can see the beaches of France. And of course, if the world was really flat, it wouldn't be much of anything. Just to paddle right across. Oh. Yeah. You only have to go halfway. Don't worry. You know, the French will make sure you get halfway, and then the British will make sure that they take you the rest of the way. Yeah. Oh, God. I'm gonna play that right before the break. Maybe I shouldn't. It's just supposed to be funny. Anyway, yeah, but I guess you just, the unredacted humor sometimes. It's, Jesus. Anyway, Andrew Weissman, Robert Mueller's shit dog, a real un-American. I consider Andrew Weissman one of the new Benedict Arnolds in our era. And he said he was shocked. He was shocked at the redacted memo that was finally released. And he says, I can't believe that the attorney general said there was no crime, and then the predicate on the one was all bad. And I just, you know, Andrew Weissman, we spent $40 million investigating Trump, and we couldn't hardly come up with anything. You don't know how hard it was. That's what Andrew Weissman is really trying to say. Meanwhile, Andrew Weissman and company wiped their phones and all the evidence and all of the devices that they had. Are we to believe that all of the memos, that all of the notes and all of the papers written by the Mueller team have been destroyed, lost forever? Well, I really don't believe that. I believe they chose to hide them Yeah, and not look for them either. Anyway, will the Inspector General actually look for them, or, you know, where in the frick is Congress? Well, I know it's controlled by Democrats, but Jesus. I think the Democrats and the FBI, you know, is just, you know, one's blackmailing the other, and the different parts are blackmailing each other, and they're all going to hell in a handbasket. Ron DeSantis was asked about Charlie Crisp, who accused Ron DeSantis of being a dictator.
Well, I think the interesting thing over the last couple years is you had people that kept wanting to lock people down. I was one of the few in this country that lifted people up. We protected people's freedoms, jobs, businesses. We made sure kids could be in school. And we liberated 22 million Floridians from local mandates and restrictions. We protected them against vax mandates so that they could keep working without having that. And I would note, you go back to the summer of 2020, I got a letter from every Democrat member of the U.S. House saying you need to shut down Florida in July of 2020. If we had done that, what they had wanted to do, this state would be in the toilet right now. We made the right decision by keeping the state open. So I think the people that are dictatorial are the ones that want to lock you down. I think the people are dictatorial, the ones that wanted to lock kids out of school for a year, which all of them wanted to do here in Florida, and I stopped it and made sure the kids could be in school. I think it's dictatorial to say that someone should lose their job based on their choice about whether to get a COVID shot or not. So that's just the reality. And the reason why we're setting tourism records, the reason why we're the number one state for net in-migration is because people understand, you know, we've stood for freedom.
That's right. They have stood for a free and open society. They didn't really succumb to the Dr. Fauci madness and the BRICS madness. They didn't succumb to the political class and the unprofessionalism of the so-called professional class. You know, I keep going back and forth to this, that, you know, the failure of the professional class has just, they've screwed everybody, because these are the people that are supposed to be the experts. These are the people that we're supposed to turn to for advice and information about topics like the pandemics and all this other stuff. And they blew it. As smart as they say they are, and they all now admit they were flying, you know, doing this stuff on the fly, making these decisions without real science, and more on this erring, on more, it turned out to be political science. Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine student loans now? $10,000 a person. And people are not happy.
Not only are they not paying, Tucker, they're actually being rewarded by this policy. And that's what makes it such a huge mistake. And I got to say, Tucker, there is a political dimension to this. Of course, I'm running against Tim Ryan, Democrat from Ohio, who's been on every side. He's flip-flopped on every side of this student debt issue. But if you think about this, 2 months before the election, Joe Biden has given a massive windfall to Democratic Party donors. It's one of the reasons why I'd encourage people to help us fight back at jdvance.com. But this has very direct implications for the middle class in this country. Tucker, you know as well as anybody that if you look behind a lot of our bad policies, whether it's the student bailouts, the globalization, moving stuff to China, whatever you want to say, it's very often a massive transfer of wealth from middle class, hardworking people to the upper class in this country. That's exactly what this is, a massive bailout for people who've made bad decisions and are doing very well economically.
Well, yeah, it's partly, you know, it's, but the other thing is, it's the educational industrial complex, you know, this college shit manufactured by liberals, when, you know, the truth is, you need a hell of a lot more workers in the factories than you need masters and PhDs in the offices. That's the real truth. But education has failed. The educational system has been turned into big business. That's all. Big business. Hey, we'll be right back. Station promotions going right now. After a long day of research and trying to wake people up to what's going on in our world, I need to take a break and find my center. I do this by listening to music or watching a great movie. If you find yourself doing the same, then come chill out with me every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Studio B, Crypt Rick's The Decompression Hour. It's time to put down that research and crank your stereo.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw!
Were you born an asshole? Or did you work at it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine. Because you're an asshole. Yes, you're an A-S-S-H-O-L-E, and don't you try to blame it on me. You deserve all the credit. You're an asshole tonight.
Amen. Come on down. Join us. Freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio. Hey, this is the second hour of Crazy Ass Fridays, coming at you live from Franklin County, Virginia. This is the Revolution in the Morning Show, and I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to tell your friends, your neighbors, your relatives about Revolution Radio. Make a sign and put it in your window and put it out in your lawn and let everybody know revolution.radio, freedomslips.com. Catch us on iTunes, talkstreamlive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, Assessify, Radiomini, Open Radio app. Oh, gosh. And any streaming service that wants to pick up our service, just go pick up the Vocast streams. Studio A and Studio B, and you can be listening live to Revolution Radio. Thanks, everybody, over here in the Revolution Radio chat room. Morning, everybody. Hey, Bill Johnson's in the house and fleeced and maced and popsicle toes. Good morning, Richard. The Mega Logos down on under. Yeah, hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Good morning, Ned Effect. Let me see. Trying to make sure I hit everybody in the chat room. Hard for me to get on the list anymore of exactly who all is in the chat room. Who's the peoples here? Yeah. Anyway, I hope y'all are having a great day. Hey, there's Dry Fly Guys checked in. Oh, yeah, it'll soon be that time. It'll soon be cool enough up here, down here to go do some more trout fishing. But anyway, let's see what other news and information we got going on here. Man, I'm telling you, it is bizarro land out here, ladies and gentlemen. It is bizarro land. Yeah. Let's go over here and we'll just see what's on the news cycle. I'm afraid, says the Czech president, who blames green madness for the energy crisis. No shit, Sherlock. Is his name Sherlock Holmes? Anyway, he says the abolition of gas vehicles will make it worse. Hell, wait till the EMP pulse hits and Well, let's just say your battery-driven cars will not be going too far. Now, the modern-day chippy cars aren't going to be going either, but, you know, you can still have an old-timey car with old ignition switch ignitions and chain, and the electronic ignition gets fried. Yeah. But try to fix that computer in your car. I saw somebody on Twitter posted the replacement bill for a Chevy Volt car. Took it into the shop and they said, my God, it needs a battery. The guy says, oh, okay. It's nothing but 6 or 7 years old. It's not going to be that bad. Total repair costs $28,000 are estimated. He said, okay, no, thank you. You can have it. I'll just have to write it off as a loss. Climbing natural gas prices could force the U.S. to slash exports to Europe. Remember, it's going to be winter here in the United States, too. And we essentially cause a crisis here in the United States. Even though the United States has caused a European crisis. And has caused the war in Ukraine. Or should I say just, you know, the early skirmishes of World War III. Now the question is, which world zit war pop will, what zit in the world war will pop first? Taiwan. Or Ukraine. And Estonia. I don't know. It certainly will be a winter of discontent in Europe. Remember, Venezuela used to be one of the richest countries in South America. Today, it's a wasteland of socialist corruption, high inflation. You can retire, get your retirement pay, and you can buy a dozen eggs. I would rather have a dozen chickens. That way I could go into business selling eggs if eggs are so valuable. See, and that is the thing, right? Driven by the imminent energy crisis accelerating across Europe, policymakers have, are crying that we have to save democracy in Ukraine. Well, there is no democracy, but we have to save Ukraine. So now the German paper industry is warning of supply necks, bottlenecks for toilet paper. As the focus, in the gas shortage, it would be no longer be possible to produce enough toilet paper. So I guess you'll have to decide as a nation if you would rather have toilet paper or BMWs. How's that sound? Or Audis or, you know, some other, you know, high-end German whatever. Or how about, you know, if they print the newspapers on toilet paper, be pretty, you know, it's a metaphor maybe coming true, but yeah. I mean, they could probably save a lot. They could just print the New York Times on toilet paper. I mean, it's pretty much the same thing. You read it and then you wipe your ass with it because you know it's not true. Anyway, Today is International Toilet Paper Day. Yay! Yeah, quick, everybody run out and strip the Dollar General stores. You better watch out. You better not cry. Hell, you know, at one time people would have taken toilet paper as a Christmas gift and thought it was, you know, it was the greatest thing since Swiss cheese. Yeah. It's sheer crazy. The world that we're living in and around today. Let's see. Let's see. Nuclear power for everybody on the planet. That's right. To get to the real green policy. And I mean green as in like glowing green. That all the world must use nuclear power. That's right. We must build nuclear power plants around the world to get off of fossil fuels now. You know, there still is this small problem of when a nuclear power plant melts down. What happens? Or is it because, you know, we've had successive nuclear power plants melt down that nobody, you know, really pays attention or cares? I mean, really? You have to ask that question. I mean, nuclear power is operated by man. I don't know anything that man hasn't screwed up, mismanaged, flushed down the toilet, or done something, well, stupid. British pubs may not survive the winter, as the cost to heat the pub is going to drive most of them out of business. So they're looking for an energy price cap on pubs. 70% of British pubs are not expected to survive the winter. Yeah, as sad as that sounds. Let's see. What do we got going on here? LA Homeless Authority doesn't want anyone saying the word homeless. You can't say homeless today. You say shelter challenged. Could, you know, if I became shelter challenged, would LA pay me $15,000 to stay here in Virginia? Because, you know, L.A., beautiful place, come to visit, sleep along the street. I mean, really, it's an open-air drug market. God, I mean, you know, would they pay me $15,000 to stay here in Virginia if I, you know, to shelter here in Virginia if I was semi-sheltered or partially sheltered or shelter challenged, as they put it. Shelter challenged. Man, they got some good weed out there. But I think these guys are smoking more than weed, man. I'm telling you. Jesus, God help us all. Anyway, the IRS is going on the biggest hiring spree that you could ever think of. And what did they say? Well, the first thing we have to hire is people to work the telephones. We have to hire people to answer the phone. That's where the first part of the $80 billion slush fund for the Internal Revenue Service is going. Yeah. Sheer crazy, as it sounds, but yeah. Let's see what else we got going on here. Drastic increase of non-infectious diseases in the military explained as a data glitch, according to a whistleblower who faces involuntary separation from the Army. When they say involuntary separation, that means they kicking your ass to the curb, right? A medical Army officer who discovered a sudden increase in disease coinciding with reports of side effects alongside COVID-19 vaccines, which the Army has dismissed as a data glitch, said he faces involuntary separation after being convicted but not punished for disobeying COVID-19 protocol. January 2022, First Lieutenant Mark Bashall, a preventative medicine officer at the Army, started noticing alarming signals within the Defense Epidemiological Basement or Database. The Defense Medical Epidemiology Database, which tracks injuries and diseases, 1.3 million active component service members, showed the pandemic a significant increase in cancers, myocarditis, pericarditis, as well as other diseases like male infertility, tumors, lung disease, caused by blood clots, and HIV. All of these illnesses listed in the FDA documentation as potential adverse reactions associated with COVID-19 vaccines. Seeing increases in cases of these illnesses as high as 50 or 100% in some situations. Bashall stepped forward as a whistleblower to raise concerns about his findings. Yes, after looking at the findings, the Army said, well, here, let us adjust it. We adjusted the statistics. Now they're not a problem. Well, that's how the idiots work. Here, you got a problem here. Let me erase some of these and it goes away. That's government, right? That is government. Where are we at? Here's one for you. The D.C. mayor. The D.C. mayor has said that students who sorry about that. I'd find something. Anyway, Washington, D.C., the school district has said that you can't come to school, you can't even do virtual learning if you're not vaccinated. Literally, zero options. Except to move away from the District of Columbia. Unvaccinated students. Vaccinated for a disease that has a 99.99% survival rate. This is more about mandating government obedience than health and safety of anything. So, yeah. Mandatory vaccinations for children is stupid. And one day, won't be too long, people like Mayor Bowser Gavin Newsom, Justin, and leaders like Justin Trudeau will be called on the carpet. And of course, they will claim ignorance. They will claim they were just doing what the so-called professional class recommended. They will not accept responsibility. And some will be hung. People will storm hospitals and buildings. People will lynch these doctors that killed their kids, their wives, their husbands, and their fathers. People will not forget the failed professionalism of the medical class that succumbed to political science, to modern-day eugenics. And they are still working and embracing this shit. There will be trials about this. There will be legislation that will be passed that will roll back all of the protections and do it in a retroactive fashion for the pharmaceutical companies, their executives, and all the people that knowingly, willingly participated in this genocide of the world. I don't know what else to call it, but genocide. Probably won't make me a very popular person some places, but hey. Let the truth be told. That's why we're where we're at today, because people can't speak without fear of intimidation, without fear of being targeted, having their career destroyed because they were the one that asked the question that everybody had in the back of their minds, but they were afraid to ask because they knew it was a career killer. It's the clean cop that's in the dirty department. What do you do when it's more of them than you? And that's our political system today. It's more of the corrupt and the corrupted and the agenda-driven corruption than anything. I can't say much for the educational system today. One Baltimore area student passed three classes in 4 years. And the problem is he was ranked near the top half of the class. He was supposed to graduate, but he failed back to the ninth grade. Yeah. It's a crime itself, what we see going on everywhere. And our government is just lost. Its spokespeople are paid propagandists. Here's our press secretary on student loans, I believe. And how much people might get, or people that paid off their student loans and everything else. It's not something that people want to talk about right now. Why? Well, we have to understand that a majority of these payouts on these loans will be given to people who have here.
We just don't have a number to share at this time. Why don't you? The UN ambassador, the former UN ambassador, spoke to this yesterday. We just have to see. It is a process that we just need to take a look before we can answer that question. We just don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
But I guess what I'm struggling with, and I think some of my colleagues have asked about, is
yeah, you asked the same question yesterday. This is nothing new, right? This is a summary. Oh, okay, but you picked up on what he was saying.
But,
so
I was going to say, if you don't know how much it's going to cost, how can you guarantee that it's going to be paid for, even if you're defining paid for in a way that some of us have questions?
Yes, and if you remember the previous press secretary came out and said that Joe Biden could not do this and that he would sign a bill. He would sign a bill if it's sent to him, not unilaterally do it with executive order. Executive imperial dictate. Yeah, we'll be back.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Don't fight fair. We know the New World Order, the media, police state, and the rest of it is, well, crazy. They say Joe Biden has a pulse with a 44% approval rate. I don't know who in the hell that might be. Are they still counting those 100% voters from the nursing homes? You know, the ones that are in comas. Are they still voting for Joe Biden? Certainly does appear to be. Let's see what else we got going on here. Slams mega semi-fascism. Listen, these politicians are just retards because they're all fascist bastards. Listen. Joe Biden runs with the Democrat Party. He runs with a private, non-profit corporation. Now, last I knew, essentially, you know, having corporate backers, being the hands and the face of the corporate machine makes you a fascist, by the way. And if you believe ESG bullshit when it comes to the financial side and industry and, of course, corporations trying to be more environmentally sensitive, working and thinking about governance. Why don't you just call it social fascism? After all, you're brainwashed by the algorithms that you see and hear every day in the news and information that you get. I recognize this. I believe most people should, well, recognize this. I believe most people would honestly agree. Another slap in the face for truth and justice and honesty as Novak Djokovic has withdrawn from the U.S. Open because he can't travel to the United States of America without a vaccine. The world's top greatest tennis star cannot come to the United States to participate in a match. Is it strictly because he is not jabbed and not being jabbed gives you a physical advantage over those who are jabbed? Is that one of the reasons that we're going to be hearing next, that people are competing unfairly in competitions? Why? Because they're not vaxxed. I mean, I could see that. That coming into focus in the future as, world-class athletes have just been, fallen over dead. They've had to withdraw from careers, in the middle of their career, they've had to pack it in, and a lot of them are because, they got the jab, because they got the clot shot. One Missouri school district has brought back paddling to discipline students. Well, actually, I think it's called, what do they call that? Spanking, right? But they called it as some kind of a corporal punishment. I was trying to read the exact wording that they were using. It's just sheer crazy, okay? Use of physical force as a method of correcting student behavior. I'm really not really in favor of that, in all honesty. So, I really don't know what to say. I think beating kids isn't going to be the answer to their behavioral problems. Now, it might be. In all honesty, it might be. They may have never been spanked, or they have never maybe had their hands slapped, or, they've never been corrected. And you run across a few people that have spoiled their child so bad that they're incorrigible, I guess, by the time they get older. I don't know if that's true or not. But in the midst of my news stories, I found this. This is a message to Dr. Fauci from Senator Kennedy.
Senator, first there was no mask. Mask isn't going to work. Then it was one mask, then two masks, and maybe masks in perpetuity. Then he told us that if we got the vaccine, we would never contract COVID. Well, now people that have the vaccine, they have two shots and they have two boosters and they have previous infection. Well, now they're getting COVID a second time. So they were wrong on the science. But the worst part to me is the lie. And that is, don't we now know for a fact that NIH money, taxpayer dollars, went to fund this Wuhan virology lab, and they knew gain-of-function research and coronavirus research took place at that facility.
2 points, Sean. Number one, as I think I have told you before, I don't hate anyone, and that includes Dr. Fauci. He has decided to retire in December, and I wish him well. However, and this is my second point, unless you do your research on Twitter, you know that the American people have many, many questions about how Dr. Fauci, other public health officials, and our government handled the pandemic. And getting answers to those questions from Dr. Fauci and others has been like trying to slam a revolving door. Now, the Democrats are in charge. They refuse to press, but the Republicans will. So here's my prediction. If Republicans take back one or both houses of Congress, and unless Dr. Fauci, retirement or not, decides to seek asylum in some remote, obscure foreign country,
Wuhan, China will take him.
Well, unless Dr. Fauci decides to seek asylum in some foreign country whose Powerball jackpot is 287 chickens and a goat, and therefore which won't enforce a subpoena from the United States Congress, then Dr. Fauci, retirement or not, is going to be spending a lot of time in front of a congressional committee and committees if Republicans take back control. We're going to ask him questions about gain-of-function research, why he didn't push back on China's lies, why he pushed back so hard on the possibility, which we know is now real, that the virus originated in a Chinese lab, why he went along with the greatest dissipation, if that's the right word, greatest taking of civil liberties of the American people in the history of our country. We're going to have a lot of questions, and we're going to subpoena him and expect him to answer. And I would not advise Dr. Fauci to put down a non-refundable deposit on a cruise.
Well, let me ask you this, because we have his emails in January of 2020 in a flurry of emails among other NIH executives that seemed to show great concern what might be found out about monies going to the Wuhan virology lab. Then you have The Intercept, 900 pages they revealed, and Project Veritas. And then we have, I believe it was October of 2020 or 2021, the NIH's own emails show that they knew about gain-of-function research. Do you believe Dr. Fauci purposely lied to the American people about what he knew about the coronavirus, about the Wuhan virology lab, and about American tax dollars funding gain-of-function?
I don't know, but we need to find out. And it's not about Republicans or Democrats, and it's not about Dr. Fauci. It's about the American people. Now, they've been through hell, in part on the advice of Dr. Fauci. Maybe he was right, but maybe he was wrong. And in the last conversation I had with Dr. Fauci, with respect to whom I bear no ill will, he was in front of a committee. They only gave me 5 minutes. I asked him a simple question. What did we learn from the pandemic? And I got a felonious amount of BS. Now, the Democrats won't press. But if we take back control of this Congress, we will. And retirement or not, he will be subject to a congressional subpoena. And the American people deserve answers. They have been through hell. And to say nothing of the fact that we may have to go through this sometime again.
Well, anyway, as I said when Trump was elected, he needed to have 8 or 10 different special counsels appointed to investigate different crimes of the Obama administration. And, you know, those crimes just continued under Joe Biden. Really not a whole lot positive to say about, you know, the... the honesty and the integrity of Democrats, really, in general. Anyway, so what else we got going on here? Let's see. German member of parliament says the only sensible solution to Germany's energy crisis is Russia's Nord Stream 2 pipeline. However, because of U.S. sanctions, because of Victoria Nuland and NATO basically wanting to move into Ukraine, what we saw, what we have experienced is this proxy war. Yeah. Anyway. Let's see. ZeroHedge.com was suspended by Twitter again. That's right, for reporting facts. Seems to be common on Twitter where you report real facts. And now, one time you couldn't speak about it. Now you can, but there's other things you can't talk about. Yeah. It's crazy. Well, anyway, it looks like they reinstated their account already back in June. It's, I really don't get a lot. You know, I get some news and information from all kinds of sources. But you have to be so leery because sources are ranked. Just like Zuckerberg told Joe Rogan, we ranked it down in the algorithms, which essentially it doesn't put it in front of your face. It doesn't put it in front of you, so to speak. Yeah, that's some of the stuff that we see. Now, the Center for Disease Control says mutations impaired the COVID vaccine effectiveness. Now, you know, this is something that people have been talking about since they even started giving the vaccine. And for, you know, the CDC to just come out and say this now, after all of the bashing of people and the forced inoculations of the vaccine for people to keep their jobs. And, you know, and people look at me when I laugh at them about the vaccine. And I'm just like, well, it's not for me. Anyway, so yeah. Countdown. Artemis 1 moon mission is set for liftoff on Monday. I believe this is a practice flight, if that's what you really want to call it, as they're getting ready to launch a $50 billion mega rocket. the Artemis 1 is set to liftoff on Monday today. Let's see. Bump, bump, bump. August the 29th, Monday. 42-day test flight that will set the stage for Artemis missions. This rocket, I guess, will blast off and go and circumvent the moon, I guess you could say. But anyway. And then I believe come home. I believe that is what the plan is. And so, yeah. The rocket is sitting on launch pad 39B at the Kennedy Space Center after being rolled out last week and is scheduled for liftoff this Monday at 8:33 a.m. It has a two-hour window, So, yeah. Ought to be quite interesting. Of course, people claim we don't go to the moon. The Earth is flat. We live in a firmament zone, so to speak. It's snow globe Earth, basically. And others say, well, it's okay. It's just a computer simulation. That were some kid's high school project in, you know, 2050. That were basically a computer simulation. Don't know how true that might be. But anyway, it's absolutely crazy. The news and information, that the way it is packaged and the way that it is delivered to us today by different news organizations on different topics that are parallel, but because one is left and liberal and the other is conservative, they are treated, they are really treated differently. Let's see. Oh, yeah, the preacher from Georgia, Warnock, is propelled into the presidential contention with a win over Walker, if he wins, Herschel Walker. Yeah, I don't know. I can't say. All I know is that the political machines have so polluted politics that that's another reason why people are turned off, because we know they're lying. And it's, you know, it's like the old Soviet saying, you know, well, they know we're lying, we know they're lying, and they know we know that they know that we know that they know that we're lying. I think it goes something like that, but everybody knows they're lying, everybody's lying, and it just it's just a strange status quo of deception. And, you know, whether it's the economy, whether it's, you know, Joe Biden and his cognitive ability, ass pox, you know, monkey pox. Yeah, remember monkeypox, its current form is a sexually transmitted disease, and it is almost exclusively men, except a few children and a few women. Yeah, anyway, so it's crazy, crazy stuff, man, I'm telling you. Let's see what other news and information we got going on here. Just coming out. Let's see what we can see. No Powell pivot. The Fed can't risk getting burned by more inflation and doing a half-assed job killing the economy. And it has to be essentially wiped out. Anyway, so a 50 to a 75 basis point hike in September, as the Fed, this is expected. This hasn't been put out yet, but I don't know. You know, the thing is, will the world dip into war? And it's sliding there. And the U.S. is greasing the wheels of it in Ukraine and providing the leverage in Taiwan for it to happen. So, yeah, it's certainly a dangerous world. Trader gives 90% odds Powell will disappoint hawkish expectations. Powell risks, instead of being interpreted by de facto dovishness, He will not do one thing needed to tighten financial conditions from here. That's a that's one idea that somebody has. I really don't know because everything is so rigged and everything is so fake. There are no real markets. There are no real banks. The only real bank is what you have in your closet, in your basement, buried out back, silver and gold. That is, to me, the only thing that you really have. Because remember, your money in the bank, it's basically an unsecured deposit. And you're an unsecured creditor at the bank. They just give it back to you because they know if they quit giving people's money back, they wouldn't get any more. Yeah. They would lose 5 to 6% that they scrape off the top of the financial system. People don't talk about that too much, do they? Seems they don't really want. They really don't want to. Yeah. Well, there's the break. Coming up at noon and 4. Yep. Shows. Michael J., Damascus, The Road to Damascus, and The Raw Deal. And don't forget all the other great shows on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. God bless. Good day. And good luck.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number 3 is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne. And I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in Defense Condition 1. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday,